listen up. We're on Facebook too. Don't forget to follow our Facebook page at BRKDOWN Brittany Marlette. We also have an Instagram. Hey, who said that? It's Brittany Marlette. It's Brittany Marlette. We'll see you guys there.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Get up! I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling.
What's up, suckers? And to you suckers only, I am your host, Brittany Marlette. Yes, you are listening to The Breakdown. Baby, it's Tuesday, and I'm not even going to tell y'all what I just ate. Okay, maybe I am. I just ate Popeye's chicken. And when I tell you, Popeye's chicken is the devil, because I went back for more. I went back for seconds, y'all. Help me. I'm never going to lose this fumpa. Anyway, today is going to be a great day. Why? Because we said so. And what? The power is in the tongue. Y'all, we're going to get right to it. Have you ever been friend zoned? Huh? I hear crickets. All right, why y'all lying? Yes, I've been friend zoned, and I've also did the friend zoning. Now, that's the good chicken. For those of you who don't know what friend zoning is, so to me, friend zoning is putting a title on you and a particular person before it even get to the next level, which is a friend zone. So it's being titled a friend before you even get a chance to even say, I want it to be more. Now, I've had my share, and I think this is karma. I get karma back. You know, but no, initially, I'm able to, I get along mostly with males, right? And so I get along mostly with males, and so I will go out with them, hang out with them, tell them all of my secrets, and then, nevertheless, it's always, someone ends up catching feelings. Either it's on my behalf, or it's on their behalf. Somebody end up catching feelings. They either come up to me and tell me that, you know, they feel a certain kind of way, or I will feel myself feeling them more than I should. I get to thinking about them often. I feel, you know, when they're telling me about their girlfriends or something like that, like then I notice like, oh shit, I think I actually like this dude. So what are some, like, first of all, I want to hear some experiences from you guys. Have you ever been friend zoned? Okay. That shit hurts. That really, really hurts. Okay. It really hurts because potentially, you know, you're thinking this could be something more. But hold on, yeah, I want to say something about that. Sometimes I believe that we are friend zoning people that are meant to be more. But because we have this mentality, oh, only look at them as a friend, and it's kind of like, well, you just kind of missed out on your blessing because you're looking at me as a friend. And I know I can be more than that. I know I could be more. Let me be more. But no, I've shared all my secrets and all this, that, and the third. You know, how do we even stop that from happening? You know, I've actually been in a situation where I was friends with a particular guy and I had shared a lot of information with him. And this guy was married, you know, but he wouldn't stop, you know, calling and sending like messages. Hey, good morning. And in my mind, I was thinking like, okay, well, this is my friend. But I think for some reason, I think he's taking it a little bit. And so I did send him a message and I was like, hey, you know, I think, you know, I don't want to intrude on your marriage or anything like that. But I just want to make sure that we're keeping this friendly. Right. So I guess that was my way of putting him in the friend zone, but also being respectful, because I don't even know if this person's significant other knew the shit that he was on. And it's like, I don't want no parts of that. So yes, I had to really, really friend zone that real quick. I even went thus far, like, I think this person was just going a little bit too overboard for me. Like the calling every day, the sending the messages every day. It's like, yeah, we friends, but believe it or not, I don't even talk to my own friends. Like, I don't even talk to my girlfriends like every day. I talk to them bitches every blue moon. Like, literally every other week, I might talk to my friends and we just shoot the bobos, you know? But like having that friendship with a male is totally different. So I don't know. Maybe I need to just give me a gay male friend, because that way I know he's not going to be interested in me and I'm not going to be interested in him, because it always seemed like it goes the wrong way. So you guys, tell me your experience. Have you ever been friend zoned? Did it hurt? Have you ever friend zoned someone? Why? Why did you feel the need to friend zone them? Do you think anybody could ever come out of friend zone? I actually do. I think somebody could come out of friend zone, because, you know, when you're starting a relationship, you know, you ultimately want to start as being friends. I mean, that's the right way to do it. Do we always do it that way? No, we don't. We always want to jump into some shit. So anyway, that's just me speaking. Y'all already know you are listening to The Breakdown. Sometimes I just like to break things down. Why? Because that's just what I do. That's just what I do, you guys. Today is going to be an amazing Tuesday. I hope y'all are on grand time. Everybody is on grand time. Never mind me. I'm kind of sleepy because I just ate some Popeyes chicken wings. Bars. Y'all not going to be able to take me. Yeah! And I'm never wrong.
Sure, you were listening to this episode and you were like, hey, I have something to say. Well, here's your chance. Don't hold your tongue. Send a message. Let us hear your thoughts. Although, we're never wrong.
You have just listened to The Breakdown with Brittany Marlette, also available on Anchor and Spotify. We'll be expecting you, darling, on our next episode.